Sports Radio and Saving Dogs, all in a good day's work. It's Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, back at it. Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter. We welcome to the program NFL writer and analyst for ESPN. He is Matt Bowen. He is on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Matt, good to have you. How you been?
I've been good, guys. How are you?
Well, we're good because the NFL is really all there is to talk about right now, and they've given us a lot to talk about. And now we're closing in. We're a day away from officially being in April, and then the draft countdown begins. Certainly the quarterbacks are the very intriguing story, but aside from that, what jumps out to you? Is it the receivers and how deep and talented that class? What's the biggest sub-headline of the draft outside of QBs?
I think you hit it right there. It's got to be the wide receivers. When you look at how deep this class is, the route running traits, the athleticism, and all the needs that first-round teams have, I think you could see, close to 7 wide receivers come off the board in that first round. And even going late to the first round, we got teams like Green Bay at 30. San Francisco now is in need, with Emmanuel Sanders leaving at 31. Then go to the top of the second round. The Colts are in that mix. The Bears at 43 or 50. So there's a lot of teams, I think, that could utilize a wide receiver. And this draft is really interesting to me when you look at that wide receiver class, because you have the top-end talent we all talk about, Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb. You go later down the list, guys, Michael Pittman from USC, players like that, tons of talent to look at.
And so I guess when you look at this and the elite group of players, Matt, and every year that you always hear this delineation. Sometimes there's 25 quote first round graded guys or elite guys. Sometimes it's as little as 12 to 15. Where do you kind of see this class coming in? Is it top heavy? Is it maybe not as top heavy, but there's a greater depth of players? Like, how does this top end of this first round class look?
Well, I think go to the positions that we always see at the top of the draft. Will quarterbacks get pushed up? Will offensive tackles get pushed up? Because really right now, if you look at this class, not a ton of edge rushers at the top of the class. A couple of defensive tackles in Brown and Kinlaw. Okay, so really other positions are going to get pushed up, and I think it's the quarterbacks. Where is Jordan Love from Utah State going to go? Is he a first-rounder? Starts to go back farther. Jacob Eason from Washington, does he jump into the first round? And then that offensive tackle group, how high do they go? I mean, there's a possibility there could be 4 offensive tackles drafted in the top 10. So that's going to push some other positions down the board. Then you go to defensive back. Jeffrey Okuda from Ohio State, I think, is a clear number one corner in this class. But then other guys get pushed up. And this is what I've said about corners. What you're looking for right now, when I look at the NFL, you look at coverage rates, what teams want to play. Corners that have man coverage traits, you got to have those guys now. You got to have them take away quick game, take away RPO, take away play action. So you look at Henderson from Florida gets pushed up. Jeff Gladney from TCU, beginning of the draft process, probably a day 2 pick. I think now he's a first-round guy. And then you get into the safeties. The safety position's changed so much. Xavier McKinney from Alabama, Delpit from LSU, players like that who have versatile traits, do a lot of different things for you and your base and your sub-package personnel. I think those guys start to get pushed up as well. But, in a roundabout way to answer your question, it's still in this draft, when I look at it, it's going to be quarterbacks, wide receivers, and offensive tackles, I think, that dominate the first round of the draft.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Matt Bowen with us from ESPN talking NFL. All right, so let's get back to the quarterbacks real fast, and I'm just curious from your standpoint. Washington, they're in a really good spot, right? They're either going to get Chase Young, or if they want to do the unthinkable and draft a quarterback and take Tua, which I'll get your opinion on that, or just hold that pick for ransom. So, of those 3 choices I just gave you, take Chase Young, hold Tua for ransom, or actually take Tua, which door are you stepping through?
I'm going with Chase Young. Yeah, when I watch tape on Chase Young and just how he fits in today's NFL, that is the one edge rusher right now. Because then you go later down the board, A.J. Epinesa from Iowa, guy who's got versatility, could play 5 technique, bump inside a little bit. Chase Young is the clear number one edge rusher in this class, and that's an impact position, a guy that can get to the quarterback, a guy that helps your coverage. You ask any defensive back, if you got guys that get home to the quarterback, you're going to look a lot better in the secondary on film every week, so you don't have to cover as long. And I think Chase Young, when you watch his film, look at his production from Ohio State, even without testing times in the combine, you don't even need that with Chase Young. Just watch him on film. I wouldn't, you know, if I'm a coach, a scout, general manager, whatever you want to call it, and I'm Washington number two, I'm not going to pass on Chase Young. I just think he's that type of impact player.
You know, outside, you know, you mentioned Jeffrey Okuda being, you know, the number one corner, but, you know, outside of the back end, you know, box guys, you know, guys potentially being able to rush, you know, you have Chase Young, AJ Epineza from Iowa, but, you know, Isaiah Simmons from Clemson is kind of a unique beast because, you know, there's so many things that he does really well. I'm curious to see where guys play. And based upon what you've seen, how do you think his game translates? I guess, or what kind of position or hybrid position do you think it translates best to in the NFL?
Well, Bobby, I think he's a safety. You know, and I've said that since the start. A lot of people disagree with me, but, you know, you have to think about this. And we fall into this trap a lot in the draft. As we look at a player or a prospect with a lot of versatile traits, we say, well, he can do everything. Well, Bobby, as you know, that's not really how it works. You know, day one of OTAs, whenever that is, or day one of training camp, when we get to training camp, you have to line up at his position. You have to be taught something. You know, you have to be taught pro technique, you know, pro alignment and assignment, adjusting to motion, all that stuff that goes into playing a defensive position. You got to have one. And for me, Isaiah Simmons, I think he's a safety, playing a quarters defense, can play one robber and drop underneath, can match the seams, can play in space. You know, that's kind of the modern safety as I see it. Now, the plus side of Isaiah Simmons is when you get to your sub packages, your nickel and your dime packages, then you can get a little bit more creative. Now you can drop him underneath and become more of that hybrid player. But I don't think he's a Mike linebacker. You know, it's a middle linebacker. I think if you put him in the middle of your defense, I think you are not utilizing his talents or playing to his strengths. And I don't think he's at his best when he's around a lot of bodies. That's why I want him at this safety position. Get him off the ball. We can play downhill. And I think he can be, you know, one of the top players in this class when we go down the road 2 or 3 years and look back at this draft class. But he's got to be in the right position.
You would know it well. You would know it. You played it for a while. Matt Bowen with us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. I asked Bobby this question, Matt, last segment. I'll ask it to you. If there was another team picking number one, not Cincinnati, let's say Miami or the Chargers owned the one spot, would they be taking Burrow as well?
I think you have to. You know, just based off what he did this year, and I understand he can go back 2 years ago and say, well, the film is different. I understand that. But look what he did this year. And just start with the competition. Find me a quarterback that's faced a tougher schedule than that and played at a high level for every one of those games, not just the college football playoffs and the national championship. You go back to the SEC championship, playing Auburn, Florida, and Alabama during the season, opening up on the road at Texas. And really, Joe Burrow, look, the one question you'll have on him is his arm talent. You know, can he drive the ball through the wind and the rain and the snow, you know, in Cincinnati, and we're expecting him to go in December? I think that's valid. But he's an anticipatory thrower. He can throw a touch. He can drive the ball between the numbers. And really, his second reaction ability—I call it second reaction ability. You know, just basically his ability to play off script and keep his eyes on the field and create on the move. And that's the one thing I look at now with modern quarterback play. Look, you can't just sit in a pocket anymore. I don't think that's good enough. You have to have the movement trait, the second reaction ability to defeat pressure, to get outside the pocket, to step up and slide in the pocket. He showed that consistently on his film this last season. I think there's no question. No matter who the team is, if it's a quarterback, a team that needs a quarterback, obviously, that Joe Burrow would be the pick.
We're talking with Matt Bowen, covering the NFL for ESPN. Does a lot of fantasy stuff. You can follow Matt Bowen 41 on Twitter. This on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And, you know, excluding the quarterbacks, because like you said, they always get overdrafted. And they're always going to work their way up into the first round, a lot of times into the top 10. Who do you think the best or most dynamic offensive player is in this draft outside of those guys?
Well, I think there's a couple. I mean, I start with Jerry Jeudy, okay? And there's a lot of questions. Who's the number one wide receiver in this class? Is it CeeDee Lamb from Oklahoma, Henry Ruggs from Alabama, Jerry Jeudy? I look at guys that can get open, Bobby. I mean, you know this. I mean, the athletic upside is great. The testing numbers are great. The highlight plays are great. If you can't get open in the league, you can't create separation. You're not getting the football. It's that simple. So I look at, with especially at wide receivers, the traits to get open. Can you separate from coverage? Do you have enough long speed to get down the field? Jeudy ran the mid-4.4. That's plenty fast enough. Do you have that sudden stop and start ability in the open field, the slip tackler? So you get that with him as well. And I think really he's a guy who could be a volume target. You look at the Jets at number 11. If there's no offensive tackle there, I think that's where he goes. I mean, that's what I would do if I was the Jets. Rhythm pass game with Sam Darnold. Darnold, give him a volume target. Work all three levels of the route tree. Another impact offensive player, what about DeAndre Swift, the running back from Georgia? And we're not talking about running backs a lot in this class. But, again, the NFL pass game. I think DeAndre Swift can be a guy who can create pass game matchups for you. It's not just the screens or swings out of the backfield. I'm talking about flexing him outside of the formation. He's also a good, you know, inside-outside zone runner, again, which seems to be trending as the majority, you know, the number one concept we see on the ground in the NFL right now is the zone run concept. So those two players for me are guys I want in my roster. Those are guys I want to coach because I think they have the pro-ready traits to play meaningful minutes and be very productive as rookie players.
Great stuff from Matt Bowen. You're getting the former player perspective, also ESPN reporter and writer. Matt, thanks a lot, man. Great stuff, and we hope to get you back soon. Take care.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Matt was on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Joined ESPN several years ago and does a phenomenal job. When we come back, we'll play To Tell the Truth. It's Matty Ice's show next. Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
Breaking down all the sports goodies with a touch of class. Act accordingly. Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.